The following contains adult language, content, and description of actions that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised. This episode is brought to you by Jams.
Music is the soundtrack of our daily lives. It drives business. It entertains. And we are that crucial link between the makers and users of music. We are Jams, representing local and international producers, labels, and performers, providing global coverage in the collection of airplay and public performance royalties for the best of the best in the music industry. We deliver results. We deliver royalties. Find us at jamsonline.com or call 876-978-1010. Jams, we stand up for music rights.
Yeah, this is Ziggy Marley, and you're listening to World Music Views with J.R. Watkiss, Rasta.
Yo, that's my dog. That's my real dog. Yo, what's up, my dog? That's my dog, Romeo. Yo, yo. Romeo, why you chewing on the mic stand? Come on, man. My dog, Romeo. My dog, Romeo. Send a shout out and big up now to my dog Romeo. My dog Romeo, that's my dog Romeo. Send a shout out and big up now, that's my dog Romeo. I have two legs, my friend he has four. He likes to stop and I like to go. I like to smell the flowers, he likes to smell the floors. He is really fast for just 12 weeks old. He wakes me in the morning, 6 o'clock sharp. I take him out to party and he rolls in the grass. He loves to meet people when they come to the door. And when I play my guitar, he chills on the floor. My dog Romeo, my dog Romeo. Send a shout out and big up now to my dog Romeo. My dog Romeo, that's my dog Romeo. Send a shout out and big up now, that's my dog Romeo. He always give affection, he always get love. Sometimes he pretends that he is a wild animal. He running through the bushes with a bone in his mouth. When he's done running the bushes, then he's knocking at the door. We'll take him for a walk to get his mind real clear. And sometimes he's the one who wants to take you somewhere. Hey Romeo, where you going? No, this way. Yeah, come on boy. Good boy, good boy, good boy. My dog Romeo, my dog Romeo. Send a shout out and big up now to my dog Romeo. My dog Romeo, my dog Romeo. Send a shout out and big up now to my dog Romeo. My dog Romeo, that's my dog Romeo. Send a shout out and big up now to the dogs all around.
Yeah.
Maestro Marley.
Hey brother, what's happening?
My dog Romeo. My dog Romeo. So I've been saying this song annoying people for the past week or so. I just chip out. I just chip out singing my dog Romeo.
Yeah. Me too sometime.
Brethren, welcome to World Music Views. Pleasant to meet you. The first time actually seeing you face to face. I know it's the first time you're probably seeing me. I host a show named World Music Views on TVJ in Jamaica.
Yeah.
And World Music Views is also global because this will be on Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere. And I'm writing a book, Turning Cultural Capital into Financial Capital. Mm-hmm. So I hope some of the conversation that we have about that, some of the words that we have about this might help to support the book. Because if anybody know about cultural capital to financial capital, it's you, Mr. Ziggy.
All right.
So, welcome to World Music Views, boss. How are you doing? How are you feeling? How's the times treating you?
Yeah, no, I'm good, man. I mean, we make the best out of the times, no matter what the times is, you know? We try to do the best.
Yeah. I see a lot of people always say them don't see Ziggy. I don't see Ziggy in Jamaica. I don't see Ziggy on the concerts, the Reggae Sumfest, the even the Marley celebrations. I don't see Ziggy. Your brother, had a perfect explanation for it, but I want to hear from you. Juna Gang, who I interviewed some time ago, he spoke on your behalf so eloquently and defended you.
Ziggy is somebody who has been representing our genre, you know, steadily, consistently over the years. He's like I said, I was saying to someone else earlier, he's not always seen in Jamaica, you know what I mean? But that don't mean that he's not representing reggae music and representing Jamaica when he's out there touring and doing what he does internationally. And the man constantly stays working and constantly release music of a certain quality and integrity.
But I want to hear from you. Why are you not in Jamaica as much, boss? And is this by design?
Well, I mean, Jamaica is a part of me. You know what I say? I'm not there physically, but Jamaica, who I am, is made up by me born and growing up more life in Jamaica, basically. For me, me true to myself. Me not do things because anybody want me to do things or me supposed to do something. So if me feel like I come Jamaica, I'm going to come Jamaica. If I not feel like I come Jamaica, I might not come Jamaica. And I'm come Jamaica, nobody have to know so I'm come Jamaica. You know what I'm saying? I'm not to advertise that. You know what I mean? I can't just come Jamaica and chill.
I don't know. You know what I'm
saying? Plus, I mean, listen, man. The music is there. If you love the music, man. You know what I'm saying? And when the time come, on the time right, then Jamaica, we have a big show in Jamaica or whatever it is, and make it happen the way it's supposed to happen. You know what I mean? I've been there with my brothers and so forth, but it's been a while, I'm gonna miss it. And would I love to really be more a part of what's happening, you know, or a positive part of what's happening in Jamaica, like we was before.
Yeah, I think if there should be a concert right now, because people want somewhere to go, but more than that, if there's a concert with Ziggy Marley headlining, yeah. I can see people coming out from all nooks and crannies, people who don't ever go out because they haven't seen you, you know? And your brother made a point that even when we're not seeing you in Jamaica, you're everywhere else. You're taking the music into places that we wouldn't even imagine where you're going with it. Where are some of the places that you've been? And the most interesting place? Tell me a story.
Well, I feel by places and not just physical places, but to where we expanding to the relationship we are creating. By me, cause, you know, when I used to say back in the day, when I just leave Jamaica, yeah, my friend used to always say, well, I'm always say, yo, I'm a deep sea fishing, man. I'm a deep sea fishing. You understand me? So, we out here fish, seeing, and the fishing is for the consciousness of humanity, you know? So, when we say places, we're not talking about just like countries here, there, the cities. We're talking about communicating with different human beings. And them human beings are taking that communication and communicating that to other human beings. And it just keep building like that. So with me, I'm a very open-minded person. I'm dealing with all type of different artists and musicians and businesses and everything. You know what I say? But we always go towards what we're doing with some integrity and humility and understanding that it's bigger than just me. It's bigger than just what me want to do. This is... What me I do is not something for me. It's something for humanity. You understand me? I say so, which is I am a part of, but is not me not do nothing selfish. Me not a selfish man.
The reggae chart this week has on the top five is Bob Marley, who and the Wailers, legend that has been there for 80 plus weeks. And number four and five is Stick Figures. Set in Stone and I think World on Fire. Shaggy's in there and there's another album. I don't remember it. But the number one spot has been a consistent place. Bob Marley been ruling that. To what do you give Bob Marley? Why he's still number one? He has the number one album in the world. Number one reggae album for so much weeks.
Yo, people love Bob, man. You know what I mean? I say more. I mean, what? Like the majority of humanity love Bob. You know what I mean? So, I love what people have for Bob and who Bob is and what him stand for, and who them see him is and who them perceive him as. Even those who didn't know him, them have a perception and idea of who Bob Marley is or what kind of person he was. So I had enough love for Bob, because Bob did give a lot of love. You know what I say? Bob did give a lot to the world. And the world, you know, the love when return, what that he gets in return is what sustain him. You know what I say? So that love will always be there. That love will always be there. So yeah, enough more weeks, enough more months, enough more years, number one.
And it has definitely, that same love trickled down to you and all your brothers and sisters. Rowan posted a picture one time, a couple years ago, and I took the picture. I should frame it, but I always post it, repost it. Him lean up on a bima, and Bob lean up on a bima, and him caption it under the bottom, "Not one of my children shall beg your bread." And I always saw that as something to use in my own family. But you always found success with your music. You haven't dropped an album that don't find success by several metrics, whether it's a Grammy Award, whether it's record sales, etc. What kind of formula you have that you always make sure you find a place in the musical conversation on the charts or even the Grammy conversation?
Well, I'm gonna think about that. You know, that's the first thing in my fall. I'm gonna think about them thing there. So I'm gonna think about Grammys. I'm gonna think about, you know, my, you know, or what I have need for to make myself significant or whatever. But try to make this my inspiration, my music come as naturally as possible, as organic as possible, without me try to force an issue or force myself to do something. But I learn the lessons from my parents. Yeah, Bob, I'm a mother, Rita. Yeah, them from. I learn a lot by what I'm called osmosis. You know what I mean? You don't have to tell me things for me to learn something. You don't have to talk to me. Me can just observe and learn. You know what I mean? I say, I saw me learn most things. Just observing and working that out in my mind. So the values them what me say my father, my mother put into the music. I mean, is musicianship is being the same as the most complicated or most celebrated classical music. That's how we treat our music. As we treat our music as the biggest, as bigger than the biggest music, or just as big as any musical critics rave about or raw about. So we put a professionalism into it and an attitude into it. That the quality of what we're doing is very important. The quality of what we're doing is very, and we have our standards. These are our standards, what we set, what my father set, my mother set. And somebody else's standards are our standards. So we put out our standards. And that standard involve spirituality and inspiration through spirituality. And that message, that inspiration speaks to people. And if you know what I mean, even if the music don't, the message does. And that is, I think that is my most important thing, is that I find a way of to say my words the way, you know, to make, to me, it interesting, so that when I repeat myself or I sing something, you know, so the way me create my words and how me approach things, to me, it is interesting. And it is, I'm not following nobody, I'm just following my own creativity. So something like, you know, and the Almighty, man, yeah, it's the blessings of the Almighty, too, because it's inspiration we write music from. You know what I say? Most of the song is coming from inspiration. And that is a spiritual thing.
What I have a two-part question, but tell me the difference between Tuff Gong and Tuff Gong Worldwide.
Oh, Tuff Gong are the original Tuff Gong. I saw Bob start Tuff Gong, yeah? And then since when me became an independent artist, me I said this was my father's vision for become an independent artist, right? So to pay homage to that vision and knowing that he never become an independent artist, but I finally take that stand and became the independent artist. Paying homage to that, I say, I have to use Tuff Gong, but I need to put something on it to make it be different than the original Tuff Gong. This is my Tuff Gong now, yeah? Tuff Gong Worldwide. So, and it's worldwide because we established out of USA, well, original Tuff Gong established out of Jamaica. So we have spread that, we as I said, deep sea fishing. We go out, look deep and start spread the bait all over now, you know what I'm saying? So, you have to bait the whole ocean, man. You can't just
I like it. I knew this was why I wanted to talk to you, because World Music Views is about music and the music business, right? Yeah. How important is it for you to own your masters and control your career as an independent artist?
No, well, that is why I want to be. I mean, listen, man, this is the dream of mankind, for be free and independent, right? And from my father, my father talked about it, my mother, them, and they started out that way, selling records and them head and hustling and bustling within, you know, we come go see Baba hustle, I print him, try get some t-shirt print and go press some record over this or over there. So he took us with him sometimes. So we understand that independent mind, that seed planted away from long time. And then when we start searching for more consciences, then we talk about Marcus Garvey. And theme idea of like black people owning them thing. And that was a part of what Bob was a talk about too. So me grew up in that, that brainwashing there. Yo, you have to own your own shit, bro. You understand? So when me get that chance to do that, me just do that, you know?
Is it easy? Cause I speak to a lot of artists right here on World Music Views, and they're not interested in owning their masters because the process of supervising your music and all of that. Is it easy, and would you advise more artists to do that?
No, it's not for everyone. You have to have that spirit. You have to have that adventure in you. So not everyone for do that. I'm not saying everyone for do that. But boy, if you can do it, then, you know, it's a positive thing. It's not a negative thing if you can do it. Or if you want to do it, if you have that drive in you. But you know, not for everyone. You know, everybody go out and do what them do. Do something. Some people just satisfied with yeah. My chill with this. All right, fine, no problem. But this is a good thing, man. Freedom is just an idea. What I believe now. I mean, as I say, everybody's situation different. And me lucky. I'm a lucky. Me lucky. You know, my Baba's my father who paved a way. So me get lucky in another way there. But me not take it. Me not take it as luck. Me take it as a part of the movement. Cause we grew up in it too. It's not like I come out, you know, I grew up in this thing with my father. As a child growing up, and my mother got through the thing them I got through. And a bit around that vibe and energy around the man them. I talk and rare and whatever, play football, domino, you know, ludo, whatever. So, you know, we connected to it strongly, you know.
Is it easy for you as an indie? Because some people always say the Grammys don't not interested in independent artists. Some man always want to get a record deal. Do you work with record labels in putting out your albums? Or are you just strictly Tuff Gong Worldwide?
No, strictly independent. Listen, my wife, Orly, so she know the business. You know, she understand the business. You know, me not a businessman. You know, me a musician, me an artist. So we need for put the right, everyone need the right people around them. If you have the wrong people or the people who don't have the right energy around you, The whole that we need for, you know, whether it be friends or whatever, it have to be the right people you hang out with. You know what I mean? Or else they might bring it down. So my wife, you know, she has the business side of the relationship when it comes to the music. And me has the music and the creative and the consciousness of it. It's a good balance. You know what I say? So, yeah, that's where it really work. I mean, yeah, you need more than you. You alone, you need help. You need help, and you need people what's smarter than you. You don't know everything. Me don't know everything. Me can't. Me need to listen to somebody smart sometime and then think about that and say, all right, yeah or nay. You know what I say? So you have to have some smart people around the same time, you know?
That makes sense. You've collaborated with many people. Who haven't you collaborated with yet that you'd love to collaborate with?
Yeah, you know, when people ask me that, I don't really, because it only, like, all right, so we put out an album, a children's album last year, called More Family Time. And that is the most collaboration I've done, I mean, in 1 year. That, we do some music with some Colombian artists, Carlos Vives and Maluma. We do some music with a Brazilian group named Natty Roots. I mean, we did so much collaboration last year during the quarantine that, you know, we just have to give thanks because, you know, everybody are quarantined, but still we reached out so much to people. And for me, I don't really think about who I want to collaborate with until the moment coming. Until, like, I have a song and say, Oh yeah, yo, remember go check in Ben Harper, or remember check Busta Rhymes. Oh, that thing I sound like a Busta Rhymes, could I do, you know what I say? So I don't really pre-think it, you know. When the time come, then it kinda tell me, say, yo. Cause that's how I did it. You know, it's like each song just say, yo, Carl, check Busta, check Tamarilla, check and some different type of artists too, you know what I say? So check Steve, check my brother, you know, cause you wanna, yeah. You know what I say? So I saw it work.
Who are you listening to now, like sonically?
Oh, yeah. You know, I listen to anything. Like, right, I can't tell you who I listen to now because I don't listen to anybody consistently, right? So every day I can listen to somebody else. So, all right, I can't tell you who I was listening to, like, yesterday and the day before that. You know what I'm saying? I love music. I love every type of music. I love every type. I love listening to different type of music. And sometimes, like, all right, someone I listened to some Steel Pulse the other day, right? I drive. And I never haven't listened to them in a while. It's been like months and months when I listen to Steel Pulse. Or, you know, I never really put on deliberately, say, yo, I'm going to play some Steel Pulse. So deliberately, I'm going to do that. And the vibe just nice, you know, because, yeah, wow. You know, feel fresh again, you know? And then yesterday now, some Frank Sinatra, I play a drive and listen to some Frank Sinatra. So, and it just made me just say, them man there.
So, wow, so did you listen to Frank Sinatra?
Yeah, man.
So yeah, all right, for Dancehall Magazine, and this interview will be in Dancehall Magazine. Yeah. Do you listen to Dancehall? And what are your thoughts on the state of Dancehall now?
Yeah, I listen to it, but I know a couple of the name of the artists then, but I don't really, who me like? You know, like Capleton. You know, me like Capleton. You know,
the legend.
Yeah, me them man. Cause when them man a DJ, me still feel it. Me feel that spirit. You know, me I say things have to have a spirit. You know, what me I talk about spirit? Me I talk about that spirit, a positive spirit. Me not talk about a negative spirit. It have to up, you have to feel an upliftment to it. You know. Sizzler, me still love Sizzler. Them man a unique. You know what I said? We'll say the Gargamel did a few things the same way. So yeah. You know, so at them man that me really check for what make me feel nice, yeah. You know? The man yeah. DJ with no spirit, man.
The Spice Dropper album, she's not in the top five reggae albums this week. She got to number six. Vibes Cartel also dropped an album and they said they are the king and queens of dancehall, right?
Yeah.
But their album sold 1400, Spice, Vibes Cartel sold 1200. To what do you think is causing dancehall music to sell so little?
Well, the main thing is that the music business changed. Music now sells, so nowadays we have to change. That's why I'm saying good to have small people around you, because you have to know where the business is at. The business is not in selling records. Your streams are looking for streams. We're looking for streams. We're looking for tours. We're looking for merch. We're looking for the whole thing. We're not just looking for a little piece, how much record you sell. That not gonna sell nothing to you. That yeah, all right, I'm gonna sell 100 records. Great, but what about my other thing? What about my other thing I work around my music? What about the other thing them? You know, how my merch I do, how my shows I do, how my streaming I do. So we have to think about music differently instead of on sales. It's a bigger picture. You have to open your mind more when you think about you as an artist and where your product is or where your creativity is. You can't just stay in one place. You can't just depend on one thing, and you can't focus on that as a measure of your success, because it's a bigger thing I go on. You have to focus on the big picture. That is a piece of it. You know what I say? So I have to rethink how them look upon it. So the sale thing, I don't really look upon that too much still, you know.
So if what you say is true, that means record labels have to now start to get a piece of the merch on the show and all of that to justify signing an artist.
Yeah, them do that. Some of them do that. That's why I like to be free and independent. You understand me? So you understand what I say? You understand? So, yeah. Me get me show me that. You everything like that. I mean, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, you survive the way there. You know what I mean? You live within your means and you survive that way. But yeah, I mean, yeah, all type of different deals I make now, man. A record company, you know, them a part of you now. It's not it's like, yeah, them is you, I use them, you know. So you have to be careful with that. But it can work for some people still, you know.
I see a lot of, and this is World Music Views, we talk about music and music business. I see a lot of people, Shakira, a couple other people selling their masters. I spoke with Shaggy. Shaggy, without saying so many words, him said he's like this close to selling his publishing because of the price of money now. And people are paying up to 15 times multiples for the... The publishing and the masters. Merck, who owns Hypnosis, he's willing to pay up to 15 times. Are you thinking of selling your masters or publishing in that regard, like a Shakira or those other people that are selling?
No, sir. I never even thought, is that even a thing that crossed my mind? You don't even, is that even like a, you don't even...
Never sell out.
No, man, I leave that for my children. If me and my grandchildren, then we sell it. You know, but no, I'm good right now. I'm good right now. I'm happy. I'm good right now. So I'm not for run down anything right now. I'm good. You know, I can deal with, as I say, it's a bigger picture going. You know what I say? So we have to look beyond right now. We have to look, you know, we have to look ahead too. As we see what's coming, you know what I say? Yeah, man, I mean, there's been offers, you know, I mean, even my father, some people offer things, but we couldn't, we, you know what I mean, we're not selling that, sir. No, man. No, sir.
Yeah, timeless music. And this is a question for the book. How does one turn cultural capital into financial capital? You being the heir to a throne of cultural capital, where you carry Bob Marley, reggae, Jamaica on your back, just by being... who you are. When people see you, them say Rasta, them say Bob, them say Jamaica. How does other people from the culture, me, how can I? How can other people who are writers, dancers, musicians, artists, turn cultural capital? And they don't have to be Jamaican, but how can they turn cultural capital into financial capital?
Well, I mean... With the internet now and things, I mean, it's more easier. It's more easier to do it than before there was like this social media platform, right? So, again, everything you have to do, discipline, hard work, and focus. If you have to do something, you have to go in at 100. You can't, you know, you can't, you have to put your effort and put a discipline into anything that is going to succeed. You need discipline feed succeed. If you don't have discipline, it won't succeed. Right, so within each individual person, they must know say, well, if this is the road I'm traveling, I'm a discipline that I'm taking us. So let me get in it and figure things out. And social media is a big thing now. I mean, I've seen, me probably see many people, but I wouldn't see, get exposed to me. And then when them get exposed to me expose them to somebody else. And you know, it's the followers and the likes, and then them get, somebody see them, some big guy, oh, let me, you know, them have a quality or them have a special skill or something, and oh, let me contact and them get a deal for something. Or so social media got to be very important, right? And to be creative and innovative and bring something fresh to the table. Something fresh, because if you're going to do something what somebody else will do, then, you know, if you have something fresh or a fresh angle, you know, but I think there's plenty of opportunity, man. Plenty of opportunity for the culture. Because, especially Jamaican culture, is not very much exposed in the mainstream. You know, people, it's out there upon the ancillary. But I think, I'm in America, right? You look on TV, it's a show with Mexican people. Show about Mexican families, you know, Asian families, you know, African-American families. Like comedy sitcoms. Cultural things like Blackish or something like that. You know, if there's a Caribbeanish or a Jamaicanish, you know, so it's not represented out there. And we have some stories and we have some funny things. But You know, we are, you know, may I say, our culture rich. You know, may I say, so there's enough opportunity out there, just somebody have to get in it. You know, may I say?
Yeah, when I saw my dog Romeo, right? There's a movie named Marley and Me. I don't know if you ever watched it. You should watch it. It's not about Bob Marley, but they cleverly named the dog Marley, and the dog is like, you should watch it, man. But when I heard you singing the song, and you sang it not in your regular musical way, you sang it like how we sing, like a talk. My dog Romeo, my dog.
And I
thought that was such a clever way, and I thought it was like a pet advertisement. And then I saw that it's a book and all of that. Tell me about the book, and are you going to turn the book into a movie or something like that?
Well, my dog Romeo, right? So it's simple. I feel like the book is a book for children, for like what, 2 to 5 year olds. It's a simple book based upon the song. We've had some books for children before.
Wow, nice. I'm gonna get it for my kids. Nice.
Yeah, we'll have some books before I Love You Too. So this is just a follow-up for that. We don't have no idea if to put it, do anything else with it, unless, as I said, you know, when you do things and you put stuff out, if somebody see it and they're interested, they might call me and say, Ziggy, I'd like to turn this into a cartoon. What do you think? I'll, you know, I said, God, that's why we talk about the bigger picture and do things ancillary. There's other opportunities out there, you know what I'm saying? But we have another book, which, when we could junk roll it?
Little Junk coming out November.
Yeah, that's coming out November now. That one is for older kids, and is a little Janko there. Yeah. Now,
tell me what is that one about?
That one about Janko, you know, turkey vultures, as they call them officially. So it's about this Janko in Jamaica, a baby Janko who doesn't want to be a Janko. Because, you know, Janko dirty, Janko this, Janko that, Janko this, you know. So this is one thing we just talk about, like the culture, bringing the culture to other, you know, may I say, this is a part of that idea.
Put Janko up on Front Street.
Yes, that man. So, yeah, and then him find out, boy, you know, him find, him go through him thing and struggle, and eventually him kind of come to accept, all right, you know what, I'm a Janko, and I'm going to be true to myself, and me important, and the world need me, and everyone is important, and you know, may I say, so... Other type of story, but it based upon me growing up in a Bull Bay, from Trenchtown to Bull Bay, and where we used to live in a Bull Bay, there was an open land right across the street there, and plenty of Janko used to hang out over there. So I grew up with Janko, and I throw stone off of them sometime or what have you. So it based upon that, you know.
Wow, I love it. I love it. I love that you're diversifying your portfolio. You're going into authorship. And that's, I know, I studied Bob Marley. The people who know me, like, I know I'm a ballhead. I'm a man who quote Bob Marley every minute for everything. I have a Bob Marley quote for everything.
Nice,
so I know Bob would have said, well, you know, it's how we do it. You know, we're just trying to sell the things. Because Bob was an entrepreneur. Bob was a hustler. There's an interview album with Bob, with Never Willoughby. I know you must know that album.
Where
they never asked Bob, so how did you start out? And Bob said, I started out crying. that just encompass a whole heap of things. Do what you will with that. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So I can see where you're carrying on the legacy, Bridging, and you really, as Junior Gang said, you're taking the music and the culture into places that a lot of people don't really appreciate it, and that's because they're not thinking on those levels, you know, and I must tell you that I appreciate you. I appreciate what you do. You inspire me. Bob inspire me. If you look behind me, this is my home, and it's Bob this in our house. Some children and can see.
Nice. I love it.
If you realize it's not a regular thing, it's an oversized Bob that I got.
No, man, look at myself. All the pictures
of me, man. Yeah, it's like five levels brought together. Yeah. It's something separate. Yeah. You know?
Wow.
Yeah. So like Bob inspire me, you inspire me. Junior Gang, who I talk to a lot and has a lot to say, he inspire me too, and your other brothers. I want to interview Stephen, but he's so elusive. This is my last question, which is about him. He postponed his tour recently, and you're supposed to have a come together, right, in Miami?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that still on?
No, we have a come together in Redondo Beach in California, me and Steve.
Okay.
Yeah, that's still on. We're still doing that.
All right. And that's in September?
Yeah, that's early September.
Okay, cool. Are you going on tour soon? I see him postpone his tour till October. Are you going on tour?
Yeah, I'm supposed to go up on tour soon. But not for a long time, maybe a couple of weeks. Some East Coast date and some West Coast date. But you know, where we had the situation fluid, so where we'll for see.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Yeah. Bridgen, drop a tour in Jamaica. I can promise you, even without your brothers, I know them have to come still, but I promise you, if you say Ziggy Marley, your face alone, like a picture like this, you're alone.
Yeah.
Play sell off, man. The people want to see you, people want to go somewhere. And me personally want to hear my dog Romeo up on stage. I'm a child.
But if you have a children set different, the children.
All right, yeah, man, respect. Bridget, thank you so much, all right?
Man, thanks, brother. Good talk, brother. Take care. Yo, this is Ziggy Marley, and you're watching World Music Views with J.R. Watkiss. Stay tuned.
If you want to hear the songs mentioned or heard on this episode, go to YouTube or on your favorite streaming platform and search World Music Views playlist to hear more.